The police association says the government is breaking its promise over the number of extra police it's supposed to deliver. As recently as Tuesday, Police Minister Stuart Nash said the target of 1,800 new staff is a net figure after the attrition rate is accounted for.
Now that's 1,800 more police over and above the current rate, not 1,800 more graduates, 1,800 more police.
But New Zealand First leader Winston Peters insisted 1,800 meant new faces, not an over and above number. Yesterday, Mr Nash did an about turn and agreed with him. Chris Cahill is president of the Police Association in the Wellington studio. Ata Marie, good morning.
Marina.
What was your understanding? 1,800 new police or 1,800 net?
Look, it's certainly 1,800 additional on top of, and that's what we've always understood. And I think there's a bit of clarification needed and a bit of confusion just around numbers. So I haven't accused them of breaking it. They would be if they don't continue to fund that 1,800 additional. But there is two people talking about different things, really, is what we're saying here. So I've spoken to the minister, and I've now had... Very much clarification.
Okay.
As both things are being talked about.
Okay, so what is the clarification? What is your understanding of where the government now sits?
Okay, so the government has made it agreed there will be 1,800 new police officers above, over and above what there were when they started funding these new officers. So exactly how we stood. But there is also a goal to get, they say, to get 1,800 new recruits through within 3 years. And they're on target to achieve that figure. But that won't get us to the level that we need above 1,800. So
when will you get to the net 1,800? What's the time frame?
Well, the funding is over 5 years for that. And look, we at the time when it was announced, 3 years was said that they would strive to do that. We always knew that was going to be a big ask, and we said, look, we'll take the 1,800 in 3 years. If it takes a little bit longer, so be it. I mean, we have to recruit them, we have to train them.
But nonetheless, your understanding was it was going to be 1,800 over and above in 3 years. You acknowledged that that was ambitious. So now that you're hearing that it is going to take longer to get to that over and above figure, do your members feel somewhat let down and misled?
Well, look, no, what we are, we're relieved that we've clarified it. You know, yesterday when we thought that we were now talking 1,800 recruits, we were very concerned, and that certainly we believe would have been a broken promise. But now that we know, no, the funding will continue till we achieve that 1,800, we're more relaxed. And we have to be realistic. It's a lot of recruits to put through in 3 years, a lot of people to get, doing a magnificent job of doing it. And look, there is over 800 new additional above the starting number of police out on the street now. So, you know, we're making good progress.
So I guess there is a shifting of the goalposts going on here in terms of what the politicians are saying. So I guess it's difficult from your perspective to actually pull this together, because it seems that everyone's trying to say their own thing in this particular area. This is miscommunication at best, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what I put it down to, miscommunication. And look, National are right to hold the government to account, and we want them to.
It's not a U-turn?
It can't be a U-turn. And that's where, you know, National have raised this, and we're pleased with that, because they've got to be held to account that the 1,800 is additional. And we'll be doing that as well. So, the minister's given me assurance that's where we will get to, and we will keep monitoring that to make sure we do.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Chris Cahill there, the president of the Police Association, and the Minister of Police, Stuart Nash, was unavailable for an interview on Morning Report today.